Okay, so my name is Christian Kish, and the co-authors of this draft are listed here. So we have a new co-author, Salvatore from Ericsson. So regarding the motivation, so RFC 3265 has two statements about rate control regarding event notifications. So first thing is this absolute maximum on the rate control, and each package should make a statement on that, and typically most of the packages defined by now are fulfilling this requirement. And the second statement is that each package may further define additional throttle mechanism which allow the subscriber to limit the rate of the notification. So the original motivation of this draft was to fulfill this requirement, this second statement, in a generic way. So this draft was actually submitted quite a while ago, so it was in a quite a long dormant state. But we have had some recent discussion related to this draft in GeoPrev, so that triggered some interest in this document. And basically, these discussions also resulted in some new approaches. So in addition to throttle, we have extended this draft with additional functionalities, this minimum rate control and also this average rate controls. And this new version, this 07 version, now includes all these three mechanisms. So we have minimum, maximum, and average rate control for event notifications. So as a summary about these three different functionalities, so this throttle parameter as defined in the draft is basically the minimum notification time period between two consecutive notifications. And the use case why we need this mechanism is basically to reduce the network load, and also that if the application has some limited processing capability, then it can ask the notifier to limit the rate of notifications. The second functionality, we named it as force. This is came from a use case identified in GeoPrev. So the use case is listed on this slide. So let's say we have a location application which is monitoring the movement of a target. And typically, this application includes a filter in the subscription, for example, to send only updates when the target is moving certain distance. But the target may not move that far, and the application has an additional preference to receive some kind of periodic updates about the actual state of the target. So this mechanism is useful for that. So basically, the subscriber can force the notifier to send notifications at certain period as requested by the subscriber. Then the third mechanism is so-called the average functionality. This is very similar to force, but it includes some kind of adaptive rate control functionality. So use case is, let's say, the same as we had for the force, but let's say the application again has some limited processing capability, and if notifications are arriving too frequent, then it wants, the application prefers to reduce the frequency of notification if several have been received recently. So summarizing the behavior, so negotiation of all these three parameters is fairly simple. So the subscriber can suggest this throttle, force, or average in the subscribe message. Is basically an event header field parameter, and the notifier, if implements this functionality, then it can adjust the value suggested by the subscriber and reflect the adjusted parameter back in the notify message in the subscription state header field. Of course, during the lifetime of the notification, subscriber can resubscribe and change the previously agreed parameter depending on user activity or current network load situation. And on the notifier side, regard in case of the throttling, the notifier if after the agreed parameter exchange, the notifier will not generate notifications more frequent than what was agreed with the subscriber. And for partial state notification, this creates an additional processing, because if in case of partial state notifications, if there are multiple notifications while the throttling is running, those notifications have to be merged and then provided back to the subscriber when the throttle allows. For the second case, for the fourth case, the behavior is very, very simple. When the time allow, when the time this force parameter is triggered, then the notifier simply issues the most recent state back to the subscriber. So very similar when the subscriber resubscribes, the current state is sent back. And for this average case, basically similar to the force, but the notifier dynamically calculates the actual timeout time when the notification should be sent. So based on the suggested interval provided by the subscriber, there's a simple formula given in the draft how to calculate the timeout, and then when the timeout kicks in, the notifier sends back the notification. So regarding open issues, so as I just said, there is a simple formula for this average case, and we are not sure if this is good enough or we need something more enhanced. So the formula is given here, and basically the input from the subscriber is this average parameter, and there is a period which is like a rolling average period, and whether we should be able to tune this parameter or allow the subscriber to give some input to this parameter, that's kind of to be discussed. And basically my question here is there any interest in this group, and whether to adopt this as a working group item or where to process the work shipping.
This is a really important document. It actually was important a while ago. It just wasn't a high enough priority for some people. But OMA needs this now. So this is on their list of things, their dependencies. So I think what it would be a good idea to do is, once you resolve a couple of these issues, is go ahead, we'll put it in the queue to do a working group review. And then we want to do it with the objective of, is this document ready to hand over to SIP working group for a solution?
I mean, we need to assess the working group interest before.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just discussing this with Cullen. So, I mean, basically, the only things it defines are header field parameters, and the registration requirements for those are IETF consensus, which means that any working group can basically define them. So unless anybody's got a reason that they need this to move to the SIP working group, and if you do have those reasons, please put them to the SIPing list, then, or contact us directly, then I would suggest it stays in SIPing.
That's fine. Okay, so what we'll do is, when we do the review on the list, let's go ahead and ask that question, and let's go ahead and see how many people have read this document, if people don't mind raising their hands. Okay, enough. I mean, enough, and we'll go ahead. We will do our normal thing. We will tag people to do dedicated reviews. And what we hope this does is it actually gives people harder deadlines to do something and give feedback to the working. Okay. Okay, Brian Rosen. Can the note taker make sure and get that down? And then we will find other people. And again, anybody in this room is qualified to review these documents and give us feedback. We've got 80-some people in this room. We end up, again, it's the usual 20 that end up giving us feedback, but anybody can give us feedback, yeah.
Ms. John Arwell, can you just clarify, are you saying this is going to become a working group item, or?
Well, let's go ahead, we need feedback,
or that call is going to be made after you've got the feedback.
Exactly, okay. Exactly, okay. Yeah.
I would like to anyway take a ham, I mean, just to assess the interest in this work. So those of you that think that, you know, this is an interesting topic to work on and that we should actually work towards adopting it as a working group item at some point, please ham. Those of you that don't think this is interesting, we shouldn't actually go towards that, please ham. Okay, for the note taker, there's general interest in.
I mean, this one, in the past, some people had thought that we'd actually adopted it and it just somehow got lost in the flow, partly in the transition.
So then, the next version will be still a...
Well, still, because I we've had a handful of people read it, but we've not had any comments or too many on the list, right?
No.
Zero comments on the list, so we really can't adopt something that's working group item when we've had zero comments on the list, right? So let's go ahead and get these dedicated reviewers, give us feedback, and then we can take hums on the list, if you will, right? Robert?
So, as noted in the slide, GeoPriv at least has been making decisions in its document path with the expectation that work was taking place on this effort.
Correct. And exactly. So this emphasizes the importance, but again, we haven't gotten the feedback from this working group.
I think the dependency
so
is already included in this look theaters draft.
Exactly. So that's fine. So this should push this up in priority for the working group again. Let's get an updated document, get our reviews done, and hopefully quickly finish this one. Alrighty? Okay.